This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witch. Welcome. Morning devotion. So many people seem to be beaten down by the everyday struggles of life. They seem tired and weary. Now, it's so bad that it's brought on this illness that you might have heard before called chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, I know a few people who've got this. It's very real. It's not something in their mind. It's a crippling condition. And there are hundreds of thousands of people that suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome. And the doctors, I'm not sure they understand totally what this is all about. But what is it? How do we find a cure for weariness? We could feel overwhelmed by the complexity of life. And so we become weary, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. And I'm sure we've all got things that become bothersome. They mightn't be big things, just the things that weigh us down. And all of us face things that make us weary in the everyday hustle and bustle. Many people have got financial obligations, others got family sickness, and there are others with dysfunctional relationships, just things not going on well in the family. So the sad fact is that we've all got things that can put on us personally enormous pressure and stress. So when we add life's burdens to life's everyday situations, things can mount up and up. After a short time trying to cope with these things, we can find ourselves just at screaming point. The Bible does have a lot to say about this, and it's great to see. For example, Job from the Old Testament, he has something quite startling in Job chapter 14, verse 1, that says, "Life is short and sorrowful for every living soul." There it is. Life is short and sorrowful for every living soul. But Jesus, this is what he said in Matthew 11. "If you are tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me," he said, "and I'll give you rest. Take the yoke that I give you. Put it on your shoulders, learn from me." He said, "I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest. This yoke is easy to bear. The burden is light." Now, you might have heard that before. It's not an empty cliche. It's actually one of the greatest verses in the Bible. Try to memorize it. Write it down. Matthew 11, 28 to 29. Now, you might say, "Well, you don't know how difficult life is for me. What would Jesus know? What would he do for me?" Now, if someone else made this promise, you'd laugh at them because how would they possess power to do anything? But Jesus is, remember, Jesus is God. He holds the power and in heaven and earth in the palm of his hand. And he can make that promise, "Come to me if you're tired from carrying heavy burdens, I will give you rest." He can take the burden and give you something else. So imagine for a moment carrying a 100-pound backpack on a dirt road. You're going up a steep mountain. You know, you're looking at your feet, sweating, you're weary, you're heavy laden, and you hear someone shouting, "Hey, excuse me, look up, look ahead." And as you look ahead, you see a Jeep in front of you. Someone saying, "Come in, hop in, I'll take you to the top." Everything changes in that instant. The weariness can disappear. You have new hope. Well, that's what Jesus does. He overcomes our weariness by showing us a new life. In 2 Corinthians 9:8, we read, "God can bless you with everything you need, and you'll always have enough to do all kinds of good things for others." That's what Paul said to the Corinthians, and it relates to us. If you face tough decisions, Jesus shows you that God the Father will give you wisdom, because it says in James 1, verse 5, "If you need wisdom, you should ask God, and it will be given to you." A minister was teaching a Bible class and asked for a few Christians to respond to this question, "Well, how has Jesus helped you?" And here are two real-life answers. Now, one lady said, "When my husband was killed in an industrial accident, it was as heavy a burden as I ever carried, but God gave me rest. God carried my load and gave me the strength to carry my load." Another lady said that, "My husband died far too young. I couldn't pray. I was numb. I was incapable of praying, but my friends lifted me in prayer. They upheld me in prayer, and I knew I was being lifted up and supported." So the first woman said her husband died too much. She was numbed by that process. But Jesus was there. The burdens of life, they are real. Jesus said, "I can help you. I can lift you. Thank you, Lord. They are wonderful promises. Help me to claim it for today. Amen."
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.